How's it going, guys? Today we are doing my first podcast episode of Deeper Dylan. I have my first guest, Jessica. You may know her from some of my videos. I'm sorry.
The pressure.
She's very nervous.
I had two caffeine beverages today. I'm on high.
Repeat after me. My name is Jessica.
My name is Jessica.
Okay, so I wanted to dive straight into this. Right off the bat, Jessica always makes fun of the way I say things. Like words. So I'm going to bring up a list of like words that we could go over. I'm going to have you pronounce them and I'm going to say how I pronounce them.
Oh my God.
And then we'll
you
see.
You just don't make any sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because you're like the Chicago. Oh, well, maybe it's not Chicago. Someone needs to tell me what your accent is because you're from Southern Indiana and you're like talking like
from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. My name's Dylan. I like cheese.
Okay, we're gonna. Hold on, I gotta pull. I didn't even have it ready.
That's a Wisconsin thing. Oh my God.
It is a Wisconsin thing. Okay, so I know some people say this one. How do you say? Okay, it's water.
You're gonna have to have me read it.
That's true.
You're already saying it.
That's true. I'm already saying.
You're
it.
Like.
Well, some people say water.
Who says water?
People from like Jersey. Water.
If someone came up to me and like, you want some water? I would be like, what? Downtown.
Downtown.
Now you're trying, because if you were talking to me one-on-one, you'd be like, downtown.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll try to say it how I would say it in a conversation.
Bag.
Bag.
I feel like
bag. That's bag, how, yeah. Bag, that's how I'd say it.
Lilac.
Lilac.
People are gonna come for my southern.
Probably.
Iron?
Iron.
I need bagel.
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 Yeah. Yeah, you say it's bagel.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay, are you a caramel or a caramel?
Caramel.
Oh, caramel. Syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Syrup.
No, it's syrup.
We're going to have to make a poll.
Oh, pajamas.
Pajamas? Pajamas.
It's pajamas.
It's pajamas.
I always say pajamas. Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
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 Okay. New Orleans or New Orleans?
New Orleans. That one's wrong, though. Like, you're supposed to say New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah, but I say New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just because I'm from here.
See, it's like you have no idea who you are.
I don't. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
I see. Yeah. Eh. I think it depends. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, my God. But now I would say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's confusing. Tour or tour?
Tour.
I say tour. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know. Lawyer or lawyer? Envelope or envelope?
Envelope.
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 Yeah,
are
envelope.
On the envelope?
Aunt or aunt?
Aunt. No, I say aunt. I lied. I just lied to you. I definitely say aunt. Aunt.
Salmon or salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon. Pecan or
you
pecan?
You say salmon.
Salmon? You think I say salmon?
I feel like you're trying. Like, if I were talking to you, you'd be like, you want to...
You want some salmon?
Egg?
Egg? Crayon or crown?
I say crown, but that's not right.
My mom and them say crown. I say crayon.
I think my dad, he is from Chicago, and he say crayon.
Crayon?
Yeah. Oh, I got his accent. No, you're not Chicago, because my dad talks differently from you. Because, like, when we set up the Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
and he was behind the Christmas tree, and everyone was like, where is he? And I was like, oh my God, I've lost my father
again.
For the seventh time. And then he came out from behind the tree and he's like, I'm in my camouflage. I was like, what the hell is camouflage?
Okay, speaking of you having a fear of your dad missing, what's up with that? Tell the story.
You know, I don't know. I think I have daddy issues.
But your dad's completely normal.
Well, I know. Let me rephrase. I have daddy's issues.
Okay.
So I don't know if I just have this fear of abandonment. For no reason. My dad is a wonderful father. Perfectly in the picture. I have no reason for this fear. But there will be times where, I just sense this force. And, like, the minute he like leaves, I could be dead asleep and I'll wake up from my slumber and be like,
slumber,
where's dad? I don't know, man. He just stresses
You might have some serious separation anxiety there.
I do, but like, why? Like, why? Like,
well, you told me a story one day of on the playground.
Oh my God, I've always been very territorial, because like this one girl came up. I was like I've been out of the womb just protective of that man. I mean, I was two, and this one girl came up to my dad and was like, hi.
Hi.
My name's, I don't know, Judy B. Jones.
My name's Bitch.
And this is my grandma, and this is my uncle. And I was like, that's my daddy. And she was like, do you want to go play with us? We can play with my aunt. And I was like, but that's my daddy. And she just kept going on. She didn't understand. That was my daddy.
Dude, if someone took this podcast out of context.
Oh, yeah. That's my... Yes, daddy.
So how? So you were telling me before the podcast you have 7 boyfriends. That's impressive.
T.
Let's get into it.
We can't get into it. Oh, my God.
They're not going to listen. You think your 7 boyfriends... Maybe one of them's a fan of mine, but that'd be it. You have 7. You can dispose of one.
Like, name drop? We can't name drop.
We can't name drop them, but, like, what's going on with it?
What's the tea?
You should start an OnlyFans at this point.
I mean...
I'm having an OnlyFans girl on the podcast next week.
That would be inspirational.
You can have... You would literally have one every single day for the week to make money.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I think that I've been wearing this girl's hair tie. Like, one of my 7 boyfriends. I think I've been wearing one of my boyfriends also has a lover.
A lover, and you're wearing her hair tie right
now? I'm pretty sure I've been wearing her hair tie this whole time. Because he gave me this hair tie and was like, here, tie your hair up. Don't ask why. I didn't think anything of it. And then I went home and I was like, this is an extra large ponytail holder.
Why does he have this, first
this
of all?
This sure as hell isn't mine. And then I was like, wait a minute. But it's been 2 months and I've been wearing this girl's ponytail.
Could you imagine? You're going, like, you're shopping at Target one day. And she goes, hey, that's mine.
I'm like, what? And then it just hit. Because it's, I have thin hair. Mm-hmm. So mine are like, you can't see, but like, you know.
Do you not think it's weird that he just gave you a girly ponytail?
But I swear though, no, because like men will have like a hair tie and they'll save it forever. Like, is that not a thing? Like,
I don't know. Every time Isabel gives me one, I instantly lose it.
Oh, but I swear, like, they'll just be like, they could lose every gift you've ever given them. But then, like,
they have a hair
they're
tie.
Like, here's your hair tie from 2010. I thought you might want
Remember that
it.
Hair tie you gave me in middle school?
Yeah,
here it is.
But I swear that's a thing. So I didn't think anything of it. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, this is not mine.
So are you just trying to narrow down the 7? Is it like Hunger Games for you?
You know, it doesn't start off like I'm like, let's get 7. But you always got to keep your options open. Let's be honest.
I guess so.
Because.
I mean.
Because when you get too comfortable, that's when they're like, no.
Let's get married.
No, but like you. I mean, you could go horseback riding.
Where the hell are you going with this?
Well, I've been horseback riding with a man.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, that just, like, who does that? Like, I thought this man took me horseback riding. He's in love with me. Like, we're married at this point. So I got too comfortable, right? I dropped my hose. I had one. I dropped all 6, the rest of the 6. And then he got back with his ex. So it's like, you know, so then I thought, why be depressed
you
when
have
you
6
can
more
be undressed?
Hours. Oh, my God. No. No.
I'm sorry. But, like, you learn.
But the OnlyFans.
The OnlyFans is, you know.
It's in the works.
It's the only thing about it. I've heard that, like, if you get, like, a job that they can, like, obviously trace back to that.
Well, the weird thing about OnlyFans that I just now found out about this, actually. So whenever you post on OnlyFans, they actually own all those pictures. And they can use them for whatever they want.
See?
So you no longer own those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So, dude, you could be like, could you imagine, okay, some girl, she's just trying to make some college money, right? She starts posting all of her pictures one day. Yes. Yeah. And then one day some guy in her class is like on Pornhub or something and like the ad and she's on the ad for OnlyFans.
See, that's where you gotta be tricky because like my one of my friends, we this is like we've talked about this. Okay. Like we've considered it.
I feel like most girls do nowadays.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to. Everything's so damn expensive.
Yeah. Got to pay taxes.
But yeah, but she wants to be a guidance counselor.
That's a good one for
OnlyFans
and then guidance counselor on the side.
Wait a minute. Like, because students find out. Like, they know. So, like, one kid comes in and be like, can I get that content?
Content?
Yeah, see, that's another word.
Exactly. That's a good one. Content.
Yeah. You'd
be like, coffee.
Coffee. It's like, coffee. It's like the words that end with an E that you just can't.
Chicago.
Well, that doesn't end with an E.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about this a long time ago because I even told you this topic I wanted to bring up on a podcast whenever it first happened. Do you know I'm getting it?
No, we're...
Sugar daddy.
Ow.
You don't have to. I can edit this out. But
no. We're...
Are we invested?
See, but I'm not the one to ask.
You're not. You had one at one point for a week.
I didn't even think that wasn't legit. Like I could have gotten killed.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I was trying to make a business with you out of this.
I don't know where he is.
He just fell off. He's probably bankrupt at this point.
Probably. I mean.
Probably.
We're talking about your accent, not mine. But yeah, I met him on Snapchat. Like that's
so. So did he message you on Snapchat or Instagram?
Snapchat. First?
And then he just was like, "Hey, I'll send you money."
Yeah, like he was like, "Are you looking for a sugar daddy or to be? What's the like? What would be the definition of me giving money to him?
You would give money.
Yeah,
he's like a sugar baby."
No, he's like, do you want to be
sugar mama?
Yeah, he was like, which one do you want to be? I was like, first of all, why would I want to be a sugar mama?
Yeah, why the fuck? Yeah, why would I want to give you money for nothing?
Right, I was not impressed with him at all, but I was like, I mean, like, you know, I could be down.
Down?
Because he was like, I mean, obviously nude pictures would be more money, but I was like, so I don't have to send nude pictures? Because, like, that's
who wants to do that,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, if you do, that's cool, but like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, OnlyFans.
Well, but even OnlyFans has content that, like, you
some people just put their Instagram pictures on there,
right? And that's basically what I did. And he wasn't kidding, he paid me money, but he lost interest probably because I wasn't sending nude pictures.
Probably,
but
he's probably like, he probably honestly, I bet his mindset was, I'm gonna give this chick $300. And then maybe it would motivate her to send me some nudes.
You know, but that's fine because I'm still $400 richer. Without,
oh, he gave you $400?
Yeah.
Holy
without
shit.
Sending any nudes.
And so, all I got for Christmas was a $20 Olive Garden.
Exactly. Wait, whoa. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, I've got many people to provide many people. For.
All seven boyfriends.
Yeah, yes. Christmas was rough this year.
So does your seven boyfriends know of each other?
God, I would hope not.
Don't two of them hang out with each other?
Yes.
With you?
Yes. With me. I don't think they know.
Oh. Do you think they have other interests? You're just talking to all these people, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. See,
Jessica's not actually a hoe. We're just kidding. She's actually a loyal woman.
Yeah, once in a relationship. But the problem is they also have other women, so. But then I get mad. See, that's the issue. Then I'm like, why are you talking to so-and-so when you know you should only be talking to me?
And then you're like, wait, hold on. Let me ask the other guy what's going on.
Yeah, but then I'm like talking to my friends. I'm like, wait, that's not right, Jessica. But then they always hype me up and they're like, you had a reason to be mad. And I was like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's right. As you're twirling the girls. Yeah. Other girls. Hair tie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so have you seen anything about this Morgan? Is it Morgan Wallen or Wallace? Okay, so it's Morgan Wallen. So he recently, the other day, I don't know if he was having a party, but either way, he was outside of his house. And he was obviously pretty angry about something. Have you seen the video?
I heard that he was going to go check up on his drunk friend because obviously they were all very drunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, take care of that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my take on this is people are acting like they didn't know that he said this before.
How did you not know?
No. Dude has a mullet. He's born in Tennessee. He's a country music singer.
He loves blonde hair, blue eyes, which don't get me wrong. They're a classic.
You can look at the dude and just be like, okay, he drops the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, there's no, like, I'm, like, everyone's acting so shocked that he's done it, but, like, you know behind closed doors, this man says it.
Just because we're sad that he's dodging potholes in his sunburnt Silverado doesn't mean that he doesn't.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to see more, this guy getting canceled more than I've seen his music.
They've dropped him, I've heard. He's been dropped.
Yes. But I went to see the other day if he was still on Spotify, which he is. But I think from my understanding, he's not on, like, the radios that they have on the apps.
Oh.
So he doesn't play in, like, country music. But I'm surprised, like, Apple and Spotify didn't just completely drop him. If they haven't already. I don't know if they have.
Well, but then I feel like they'd have to drop everyone.
So, Jessica, you're a very big horse girl.
You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
We are from where the Kentucky Derby's from, so it does just make sense.
It, you know, I've been drippy in the horse fashion since
sixth grade.
Oh yeah, I remember early on.
Oh, early on, but when I met you, which was sixth grade.
Oh my god!
So all it was I didn't. All I could do to talk to you was just bring up horses. I had nothing else to talk about.
Well,
I'd be like, "Hey, what musicians do you like?" I hate musicians.
I did not say that. it was sixth grade. I was too young. But of course, I probably don't sound much older. They're going to be like, what do you mean? You're only in seventh grade.
I thought this was a middle school podcast.
Welcome to my podcast.
Today, we have to do my science homework.
Screw the teacher. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay, speaking of which, you were talking about how it's a big deal for, like, your guidance counselor to have an OnlyFans or something. Oh, my voice cracked.
Yes.
Do you remember, like, in, like, high school and stuff, whenever we'd find out, like, our substitute teachers had, like, tenders?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That was
like,
juicy.
Students will, it doesn't find matter out. Who you are. It doesn't matter if you've been to the school for, like, an hour.
Oh, yeah.
People will be like, did you hear that Mr.
Just name drop. Dude, it's fine. It's fine. Just we'll leave it in.
Mr. Douglas.
Like, you've already said it at this point.
No. Just, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't hesitate for that one.
You went for it.
Wow. Jeez. Okay.
Everyone's going to be like, what did Mr. B do?
You don't want to know.
Man, was an animal. But it's scary to think, but I remember, like, kids in our class in, like, sophomore year of high school having tenders, talking to these old-ass men, and I'm just like, that's scary.
That is a world scary place.
And now we're those grown-ass people that are, I'm not talking to no high schooler, but I'm not going to say who isn't.
No one.
Should we name drop?
Mr.
What the fuck, man?
But I mean, she's pretty young.
She's pretty young. Mr. didn't do anything. I swear.
Oh my god.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck's wrong with this?
It's legal.
It's no. He's married. He's probably a happily married man.
No. But seriously, like, I'm not making this up. It is legal, but she's very young.
Are we talking about Mr. or someone else we know?
Mr.
Is she dating someone young?
Yeah, they went to prom together. I mean, they didn't go to prom. They went to our prom together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was like, yeah, she just graduated.
Yeah. I mean, it was sus, but it was legal.
Okay, so I didn't know about that. So he actually had a young wife?
I don't even know if they're married, but, like, she can't be in it for the money. He's a Spanish teacher.
Like, dude, we're narrowing him down so fast.
He's a dress is warm.
He always wears gray suits. he drives his Dodge Ram. His license plate number is...
He's dodging potholes and his sunburnt Silverado.
This podcast is taking a turn for the worst.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I heard something really. So I was talking to this lady the other day.
You
I don't know.
Name
I don't
drop her.
No, I'm not gonna name drop her because this is actually kind of like crazy. But she was telling me a story. So she's married now, but her husband's last wife was a Marine, and she actually owned a bed and breakfast. I'm really narrowing it down now. Yeah. She owned a bed and breakfast near us, but
near us.
Yeah, this was a few years ago, so I don't know if you heard about it or not, but. So she, they had a kid together, and she moved away to Tennessee, and she was, like, having to drive her kid up here every weekend to see her dad.
Oh, I thought you meant the school. I was
oh
like,
my god, no!
Wow.
He was like young. He was like three.
Oh, okay.
But so she was getting mad that she had to drive her kid up here every weekend or whatever. So she was dating some other Marine, and she was telling him, like, do you know anybody that could get rid of my ex?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, my ex-husband. And
just because she didn't want to drive the kid?
Yeah, and they were going through some legal issues.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have killed mine.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's only logic. Yeah. Like, but anyways, so they were talking. She was, like, talking to him about how she wanted to get rid of him, and he was like, okay, well, if she's wanting to get rid of him, what's she going to want to do to me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he told the police about it, and he was like, and they went along with it or whatever. And so one of the police officers, of course, came in looking all rough and was like, I'm your guy. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, they were going to. So she paid him.
Did they keep the money?
Yeah, they kept the money. She paid him $30,000 to kill her ex-husband.
At that point, I would have just done it myself.
Exactly. Like, ammo's cheaper than that.
Yeah.
But, so, and then they drove all the way back up here and to Indiana, and Khan, like, got in contact with him and whatever, and they, like, faked his death and, like, took a picture of it on a digital camera and stuff. And, like, she believed it. And, like, when they showed her the camera, she did not care. She was like, okay, job's done. Can we delete that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, people are evil.
Dude, could you imagine one of your seven boyfriends gets pissed off and he pays someone to, isn't that crazy?
How do people think like that?
I don't know. Like, it's like that, when she told me that, I was like, wow, you really don't know who you're meeting now. But yeah, so, and like, she showed me the picture and everything of like her. I was like, why would you have that on your phone?
How well do you know this person?
I used to work with her.
And she just was like, hey, rough day at the office. You want to talk about this?
I don't exactly remember how it got brought up.
How would that? Like, you should remember that. That's part of
this. That's like almost like too deep to tell people.
Yeah. And well, it's like obviously. Weird
that, like, who would want that on their phone? Like, why would you want a picture of your husband with a bullet hole in his head on your phone?
Wait a minute. They knew. Is she in prison?
Yeah, she's in prison.
I was going to say,
well, she's out now.
Talked to her yesterday. She's out.
No, okay. I know the guy's current wife, and not the girl who did it.
You thought I knew the girl who did it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought this woman just committed a crime, then went and told you.
Told me, and I'm telling it on my podcast.
I'm like, we have to tell someone.
We have to tell someone about this. No, this happened a while ago, and like, the cops were involved, but she went to prison, and then someone bailed her out for $150,000.
Who bailed her out?
I don't know.
Dylan,
isn't that crazy? I know. Any of the other, I shouldn't tell the story without all the keys.
Yeah.
I name dropped him. It was Mr. Damn guy. Oh yeah, bro. We're back in. We're here.
Back like we never left.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, why do I sound like that? Like, is there a way for people to like tell me what I sound like?
Tell you what you sound like? I don't know if people. Well, I guess they could on YouTube. They could comment on this.
Because like.
I feel like we both sound really...
Well, to me, you sound normal. In my head, I'm like sophisticated. I'm like, hello.
Hello.
My name is Jessica.
Whenever I go back and listen to myself in the podcast, I'm always like, oh, I sound so stupid.
Because literally when people pick up the phone, I'm like, hello? How are you today? And they're like,
Who is this? Is this Jessica?
I know.
They're like, oh, maybe I don't want to date her.
I know. I heard men don't really care for boob size.
Men don't really care for boob size?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the guy.
I feel like obviously if you have some boobs down to your feet, they're going to be like, whoa.
I feel like my dad's generation of guys probably cared more about it. I feel like this generation of guy cares more about ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they always date a girl with a small ass.
I don't get it, man. I think it's just they like personality.
Maybe that's my issue.
Maybe I gotta fix my personality. Yeah. Jessica, like, tell me my breeds on horses.
What do you want me to tell you?
What type of breeds of horses are there?
Well.
She's like, well, there's about 750 types.
I mean, so. I don't know how many in total. But like, we could go for a Palomino.
What's a Palomino?
Let me put you on.
Okay.
They're blonde.
Is a Mustang a type of horse?
Mustang is like a wild horse.
Okay.
But yes, so like any horse you'd see out in the wild.
It's like, no, Mustangs. Those are cars.
Yeah, they're the cars that you drive.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Are you excited for the Kentucky Derby this year?
I mean,
we didn't have much of one last year.
No, it threw me off. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still picked the winners, but mm-hmm. like,
okay.
But like the racing, I mean, we had the, I think we had the Preakness, or was it the Belmont? We had either the Preakness or the Belmont before the Derby, and I was like, what the hell, guys? Like,
did you dress up for it this year?
No, I don't go to them.
Well, you don't dress up at home? Some people dress up at home.
But they weren't even on the right days, and then they weren't even in order, and then I was just messed up. But I think a girl horse, a filly, won the Preakness or the Belmont. I think the Preakness. No, the Belmont. She won one of those.
Hell yeah.
Which is, again, vice president, female running in the against it's, the
it
males.
It was just our first sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming.
So, my favorite horse that I've ever seen, ever, and, you know, my knowledge of horses is pretty,
I mean,
pretty
kudos
there.
To you,
is the horse that you send me that drinks beer.
Ducky!
Ducky, yeah, okay, let's give him a shout out real quick. What's their TikTok?
Wait, let me pull it up.
Jessica sends me every single, at least once a day, she'll send me this horse that drinks Yingling beer.
I mean, that's like in each jelly donuts.
Oh, each jelly donuts. The lady gave her an extra jelly donut because the lady at Dunkin' Donuts was really nice.
Sophia Carbone. Carbone, yeah.
She has a dope horse named Ducky. He likes donuts and drinks beer.
Shotgun's beer.
Shotgun's it too. And they poured in a little can for him.
I mean,
Ducky. So sweet.
Horse is an alcoholic, but aren't we all?
I feel like it takes probably more to get a horse drunk than it would us. Yeah. But I think
it's perfectly fine, if I'm being honest.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure their livers are probably a lot stronger than ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen horse steroids?
Massive.
I know, I take them for the gym.
That'll mess you up.
I know from experience.
It's rough out here, man.
I'm getting so big. Starts fucking breathing heavy in the mic. I think I'm having a heart attack.
That's another issue in the horse world. I mean, they are jacking those horses up.
They are, bro. It's like the pit bulls that are buff. Have you seen them?
Yeah, but I'm going to name drop.
No, you're going to name drop?
That man, Bob Baffert. He sent some trouble.
Ooh. Maybe. I didn't hear about this, so explain.
Oh, well, he's just... His horses are drugged.
Oh, really?
That's the rumor. I've heard he's been sued. So I guess it's not a rumor.
Me and Peter are coming after him.
Yeah.
I'm suing
him. It's me. I found out, and I am on his ass.
I am pissed. Yeah. But I also like the videos of the horses when they're jumping in the stalls after they let one out.
Oh, yeah. They were hyping.
Is that the same person?
No, it's a different person.
Does this lady only have one horse?
I didn't do the research. I guess, yes. Ducky.
Ducky.
It's Ducky.
She should get another one and name it Goose.
Probably. Just have a whole
I love when animals have names that are not the animals that they are.
They're all dead, but...
Oh my God.
Sorry. But I've only had two, but yeah. I had two animals that were named after animals. So
starts
I mean, like,
crying.
Why did I... I had a cat named Tiger and a dog named Bear.
I had a cat named Tiger at one point.
Well, didn't we all?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Tiger,
yeah.
Tigger.
But, I mean, if we got another one, it would have to be named Lion.
We saw a big, like, I forgot what those dogs are called, but they're, like, really big and they're, like, long hair. They're called, like, mountain dogs, but someone named him Moose, and I thought that was a cute name.
I love Moose.
And then I had a fish named Rooster. Rooster's a good name.
No.
It's a very yee-yee name.
No. I had a fish named Stanley, so
Is
I guess...
Is he still alive?
No.
What happened to Stanley?
We buried him. He flipped over. Well, I'm going to get PETA's going to call me, but I kept him in Tupperware.
That's not a fish tank, but yes.
I know. I mean, granted, he was a Walmart fish, so I mean...
You said you were saving him anyways. You probably saved his lifespan.
He lived like...
A few years.
The first no, but like the first night I got him, he was in the little like cub that's barely like he was dying. He was starting to flip, and my dad was like, "He's not gonna make it." And I'm like, "This is awkward. How am I gonna tell her?" Because it was a Christmas gift,
so he left.
Yeah, no. But yeah, and then I put them in Tupperware. I mean, when I say Tupperware, I don't mean like
a bowl. A baggie.
I don't mean a bowl you pour your chips in. I mean it was like bigger than my head, which I have a pretty large head, so picture it as you will. So I mean, it was good size. Then I threw some plants in there. So he lived for like a year.
He had a sweet life,
which is not long. I get it, because he's a beta fish. But he was a Walmart
beta. I had a beta fish for like 6 years, bro.
Stop. Stop. Where did you get him from, though?
I don't know. Actually, I think I got him off some girl that was in my neighborhood.
Oh, see, he had a chance. Mine didn't have a chance. No hate on Walmart. I don't even know if they sell fish.
They don't. They stopped selling fish.
Was he?
Because they got in trouble.
That's the problem.
He was a Walmart fish. He was great value.
Yeah.
Oh, he was off brand.
He was red. He was pretty.
All beta fish are pretty.
But no.
Wow.
That's all I have to say. But he's buried in my pine trees next to my cat.
What's that one movie? Do you remember the movie? What's it called? Where they like stitch the dog up. It was one of the ones, it was like the one they made out of clay. You know what I'm talking about? Frankenweenie. Frankenweenie is one of the background. Just whispers, Frankenweenie.
That movie. I've seen that movie, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Why? You're just going to let me keep going?
I was just like, whoa.
Oh, this idiot, bro. What's he talking about? Imagine if that's the pet you got back.
Oh, or like fucking... that one movie where that cat dies and then it comes back and they bring it back to life and it's like, ah.
Isabel, what movie?
The evil cat one. Yeah, it's the cat.
See, now you're the idiot. Ah. Look what you did. You tried making a fool of me.
No, mine's more recent. It's like the cat dies. Doesn't the kid die? I'm asking you, but you haven't seen it.
I've never seen it yet.
I don't know.
Top 10 movies, go.
Top 10 Spirit.
That's their best movie. Like, is that on Disney Plus?
It might be.
I think I saw it on there.
The Wild Stallion.
What's the best movie of all time?
I just said it.
Spirit is your best movie of all time?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
It's a classic. That or Lion King.
Lion King's good.
That was good. That I one used makes, to actually.
Wait, hold on. The cartoon. Wait, okay, let's go back. What'd you just say?
I mean, I've been back before technology. Kids had to play, right? And so I had toys and like when they... Rafiki, is that his name? The monkey holds up Simba and was like, ah!
I thought you were about to say you act up.
And so I would hold up my Simba and be like, ah!
Sabine, yeah.
And I had it going on.
I thought you were going to
post it on YouTube.
You probably should have. I thought you were going to say you faked, you used to act out that when the dad died.
No, I can't even watch that now.
Yeah. Wait, okay, which one do you like more than
the
realistic?
Cartoon,
okay,
for
I
sure.
The realistic
yeah.
ones.
Yeah. I mean, don't no hate to the realistic. It was fine, but you can't.
Seth Rogen was he was good in it.
You just can't.
I feel like I couldn't watch the dad die in that one. That'd be more serious.
I can't.
We start crying.
I can't watch it in general.
Starts thinking about your dad.
He's like, Dad, wake up. And I'm like, Simba, he's not going to wake up.
Simba, bro, he's dead.
Yeah. And that Scar. Oh, that motherfucker.
Scar was my favorite.
What?
I'm kidding.
You can't be trusted.
No, top movie of all time. What would it be?
But what I've been confused about is... I'm still on the
Lion King. Okay, go.
Nala. Right? Okay,
uh-huh.
If they're from the same pride, if we're going by science here, which I guess we shouldn't because it's a Disney movie and no one should pay that close attention. But if we were...
They can't date.
They can't date
That's
because Mufasa's supposed to be Nala's dad. Like, so is Mufasa the dad or not?
It kind of seems like it.
Is it right?
There was no other dad in the picture.
There was, and there never is.
She was never a orphan.
No. I mean, they don't have the same mom, so I guess it's halfway decent, but... Sweet home Alabama.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. There will be new episodes every Friday. If you guys want Jessica back on, just let me know.
You do.
You do. All right, until next time, guys. See ya.
Goodbye.